Whiter than snow, whiter than snow, you washed me. Whiter than snow, whiter than snow, you washed me. Whiter than snow.
Father, we thank you for the opportunity to share, not just overseas, but Lord, to bring your kingdom everywhere that people would call upon the name of the Lord. So we just invite you, Holy Spirit, teach us this morning and grow us and mature us that we can be your ambassadors everywhere we go. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. All right, well, let's take our Bibles this morning and let's hold them up and say this together. This is my Bible. I am who God says I am. And he says, I am his righteous ambassador. I'm his earthly representative. And he has made me holy and without blame before him in his love. See, the Lord wants you holy and without blame before him in his love. So you don't have anything to worry about except representing him and representing him to those that come across your path. We're going to continue our series, All Things New. The Holy Spirit's been uncovering the magnitude of what Jesus has done to reverse what Adam got us into. Adam took your heavenly ambassadorship and put it out of reach. You know, God created the heavens and then the earth, and he created the earth to be colonized by heaven, that the Spirit of God would colonize and bring forth the glory of God into this realm as it is in heaven. Amen? And so as we had that initial mandate in Genesis, but Adam lost it, forfeited it, but Jesus Christ has brought your heavenly ambassadorship back within reach. It sounds like this, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It is within reach again. So he restored our co-ruling, our dominion mandate with God. Let's go to Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. Says, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth had passed away. There was no more sea. And then I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I love that. We are the dwelling place of God. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the dwelling place of God is with men, and he'll dwell with them, and they'll be his people, and God will be with them and be their God. God will wipe away every tear. There'll be no more death, sorrow, crying. There'll be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Amen, somebody. And then verse 5, then he who sat on the throne, who's that? Jesus, said, behold, I make all things new. Further interpretation of that is right here, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, can I get a witness? We're no longer in Adam. We've been born out of that death and got born again. So now I'm placed in Christ, so I'm a new creation. By definition, then, I'm not who I used to be. I cannot be a brand new creation and still be what I once was. So stop identifying yourself with your old flesh patterns and your past mistakes. Amen. If I'm in Christ, I'm a new creation. Old things have passed away. There it is again. Just like in Revelation, behold, all things have become new. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That's how reconciled you are, that you've been given now this ministry. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, but has committed to us now the word of reconciliation. Look at this one. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Boy, let that sit in your spirit, okay? You're an ambassador for Jesus Christ. You're here as his representative. You represent him, his nation, his government, his culture, his values, his identity, everything. We're ambassadors for Christ as though God were begging through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. The word concile means to make one. So if Christ makes it possible for us to be reconciled, he's giving our oneness with God back to us. Amen. Verse 21, for God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us that we might be the righteousness of God in him. Jesus wanted our ambassadorship restored. Jesus also wanted to restore the image of God back to his Father. Because when we lost the Spirit of God in the Garden of Eden, God lost the ability to look at us and see himself. Why? Because how we were made in his likeness was by the Spirit. So Jesus wanted to restore the image of God back to his Father. And he said, Dad, I want you again to be able to look at your children and see yourself. And Jesus Christ made that possible because without the blood and the cross and all that, the Spirit doesn't return to the inside of human beings. We don't become the dwelling place of God again. So the role of an ambassador, let me show you this. I love this. Go into a foreign country to represent and extend the culture, goals, values, and interests of their sending country. Did you know that's what you're here on this planet to do and to be? Is to be in a foreign country. That's this earth realm. Okay? We're here to represent and extend the culture, goals, values, and interests of the nation that sent us here. In John 3, when Jesus said, you must be born again, the literal translation is, you must be born from above. You must be heaven born. You must be born from that nation. If you're born here in the United States, you're a citizen of this country. So you must be born from that nation, born of the Spirit. And then, right, the Spirit of God returns to you. So now you get to be here representing the culture and values an interest of the government, the nation you're born from. Makes sense? Man, that's a far cry from how soon do we leave planet Earth and go to heaven? Right? How soon, O Lord, till the rapture? How soon, O Lord, till we can die and go to heaven? That's not the gospel Jesus preached. He has you here, born from there, so you can represent him and his interests and what he desires to see here. What does he desire to see here? Righteousness, peace, and joy. Does he love human beings? Yes, he does. He wants to see their well-being here. I couldn't imagine going into that village where there's so much alcoholism, depression, and hopelessness and just saying, go in there and say, you know what though, as soon as you're dead and you go to heaven, all that'll be gone. Talk about being irrelevant. But we can say, you know what, you can have peace and righteousness and happiness. You can have it here. What's over there can come over here by the Holy Spirit. Very good. Very good. All right, seven things is where we tried to get a couple of weeks ago. We didn't get very far. Seven things you need to know as heaven's ambassador. Everybody say, I am heaven's ambassador, and I am not my own. Okay, so number one, first thing you need to know, you represent a nation and not yourself. When you go to work tomorrow, everybody in your office is not going to be meeting Joe the church member, Joe the individual Christian. They're meeting a nation. When you go to work or you go to school or wherever you go tomorrow, the entire nation walked in with you. You're not standing on your own. When you pray for the sick, it's not your ability to make somebody be healed. All of heaven's resource of healing is in you because you represent heaven, not you. Amen. That's why, religion, all ever taught us was dig through the scriptures and try to find formulas and ways and ideas we can figure out a way to get somebody healed. It's not up to me. I'm simply here as a distributor. I just represent what heaven wants to see. Can I get a witness? There's no sickness in heaven. Can I get a witness? Jesus was a pretty good ambassador of heaven. Amen. He represented heaven's culture, heaven's interests, heaven's value. How about heaven's health? We represent the health of the kingdom of heaven. Yes. So get that in your spirit that everywhere I go, it's not me. I'm not here for me. All of heaven and its resources with me. Could you imagine just being an old sinner saved by grace and saying, oh God, you know, I'm going to pray for this guy. I just hope something happens. I'll try, you know, quoting three scriptures and hope it happens. But instead, you recognize, you know what? All of heaven is with me. And it's in my heart that heaven has interest in this man's well-being. So let me just be available for God to use to make a difference in his life. Amen, somebody. Look at 1 Peter 2:9. You're a chosen generation. You're a royal priesthood. You are a holy nation. It's not just you. I get so tired of the individualization of Christianity in the West. It's all about me and trying to figure out how I can make things work. No, you're not even here as you. You represent the nation of heaven. Look at this. You're his own special people, that you may proclaim the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. You once were not a people. You're now the people of God. Hallelujah. Heaven's king is inside you. Heaven's resource is with you. I mean, think of the amount of resource that's yours as heaven's ambassador. I think every nation that has an ambassador wants them to be able to have resource to represent them well. Amen. Yeah, amen, amen. Even in the individualization of Christianity, it's all about, I spent all these years trying to figure out ways that I could get God to give me money. I'm going to do this, and then maybe he'll give me money. I'm going to do this, maybe God will give me money. Then I figured out, hey, I'm not even here for me. I'm here for his great name. So all I got to do is seek first the kingdom, give myself fully to Christ, and all my lesser needs get met. All my needs get met. That's what it says. Go ahead and give God praise in this house. It's the truth. It is the truth. My goodness. Father God, shift our mindset in the name of Jesus. Shift our mindset. Sometimes you got to lay your own hand on your own head. Can I get a witness? I mean, it's true. All right, number two. You represent your nation's opinion and not yours. Now, this is liberating. Now you don't have to fuss and fight and argue with people. You don't have to go into strife and take things personally when they don't like your opinion. Your opinion doesn't matter. You're just here representing heaven's opinion and whatever the Constitution of heaven says. I'm sorry you don't like my opinion, but my government's constitution says this. Do you see? So it's not personal. Even Jesus, who was the greatest ambassador of heaven there's been, in John 12, said, if people don't believe me, I don't judge them. He said, because in the end, the truth will judge them. The truth, the facts, the reality of this life and everything I've said. Why? Because I'm not here to argue my own opinion. I don't have my own opinion. I just represent the opinion of the government I represent. Amen. And now you don't have to get into manipulation and control and dominating people to make them think like you. It's not about you. Just represent your government's opinion. If they have a problem with it, then talk to God. Amen. So when you go to your business meetings at your job, say, I'm only concerned about my government's interest in this meeting. I'm only concerned about my government's interest in this company. I'm not concerned about me. I'm concerned about my government's interest. I'm only going to give my government's position on sickness, on fornication, on marriage, what a marriage is, on family. I'm just going to give you my father's opinion. That's it. I'm just here representing him. Doesn't this, see how it liberates you from self-centeredness? Thank you, Jesus. I mean, it's like every day we're living and dying based on what people think about us. You got to get out of that. You're not here to have a great day. You're here to represent his great name. You're not here to have everybody like you. You're here to represent him. Woo! Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Well, Brother Steve, what do you think about those people living with each other? Well, I don't have an opinion, but I can tell you what the Constitution says. Yep, amen. They need to get married. That's what I would say. I don't need a bunch of fussing and fighting and drama. God has policies in his constitution of how he sees things. And our country is hopelessly blind right now. There's a war going on between not good and evil, but what God says is good and what man says is good. That's the war. It's the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it's everywhere. So here's what I wrote. Dear America, please don't bring Jesus down into your lack of morality. If you want to sin, go for it, but please quit telling me he's cool with what you're doing and everybody else is doing. Stop telling me he's cool with it. That's not his opinion on it. Now, you want to sin, go ahead. You want to redefine everything, go ahead, but stop saying God's good with it. He's not good with it. Amen. Thank you, sister. Jesus was a successful ambassador because he only did what he saw his father do. He took himself out of the equation. I'm not here to bear witness of myself, people. He said, if I bore witness of myself, you'd follow me. If I made myself out to be something, you'd follow me. But because I'm only here representing the interests of another, you don't believe me. My goodness. He's a perfect ambassador because he only did what he saw the Father do, and he only said what the Father said say. My goodness, we've got to get ourselves out of the center, people. We've got to abdicate lordship, quit living for ourselves, thinking that God works for us as some version of Christianity. We're here to be given. We're here to represent his great name. And as we do, everything else you worry about will be added to you. Amen. Amen. It's okay to get excited, I think, in this church. I think it is. What if Jesus wasn't just the way to heaven? What if he's the way we're designed to live? What if he's the model ambassador? What if he's here representing heaven's interests? What if he's the truth about you? That you've been restored, reconciled, and made an ambassador of heaven in this dimension. My goodness. Holy Spirit, please, I beg you, help us to see this. Help us to shift our thinking. We've relegated ourselves to church members. We pray prayers like church members. In other words, we're always kids begging for bread. Oh, please, God, give me something. I just have need of this. I'm late on my bills or whatever. Change your thinking. You're an ambassador. All of heaven's resource and wealth is available to you, not to hoard on yourself, but to further heaven's interest. We got to flee that mindset, a poverty mindset. That I'm always jockeying for myself. I'm working the scriptures. I'm trying to have faith so I can pay my bills. Just be an ambassador. In Matthew 6, he said, look at the birds of the air. Look at the lilies of the field. Are you not more valuable to your father than birds? He literally asked that question because they didn't know. Verse 33, so seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and everything else. All your needs will be taken care of. More on that later. I'm way ahead of myself, but I don't mind. It's all right. So when you understand I just represent heaven's opinion, now you can war on the level you should war. And that's, you don't war with flesh and blood. You don't need to argue everybody. War in the spirit, people. War in the spirit. Be a lion in the spirit. Be a lion when it comes to prayer. Be a lion when it comes to intercession. You want to war and you get upset, you war in the spirit and you war against your proper enemy. But you leave flesh and blood alone. That's not where your war is. You're a lamb in the natural. You're a lion in the spirit. Amen. Somebody give God praise for that. Lion in the spirit, lamb in the natural. We give ourselves a bad name when we run out and try to devour everybody after the flesh. All right, number three. Without the Holy Spirit, we have no authority from God. Without the Holy Spirit, we are fakers. Without the Holy Spirit, we are just holding to some form of religion. Listen to me. But there's no power or life in it because there is no life and power or dominion apart from the Spirit of God. By the Spirit of God, the dominion of God comes. By the Spirit of God, doesn't say by church attendance, because you signed a card, because you're Baptist, because you're evangelical, because you're Protestant. By the Spirit, dominion comes. The Spirit of God is the seal of God. He set the seal upon the Son, John 6:27. When Jesus came up out of the water, you are my beloved Son and you I'm well pleased, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. He sealed him right then, gave him his identity. This is who you are. You're accepted and you're loved. You have all authority right now, Jesus, to act on my behalf. That is the seal of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 1:13 says that we've also been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. It's the same word, seal. It connotes authority, backing, ownership. So how do we know we belong to God? By the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit. I believe it says in 1 John, if anyone has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. How we belong to Jesus is by that Holy Spirit. I don't care if you go to church till the cows come home. Too many churches today are void of the Holy Spirit anyway. He's not even there. It's a form of godliness. And Jesus has strong words for people who act like you represent God, and yet God is trying to represent himself by the Spirit. Can I get a witness? I can't represent God without God. God's better at representing himself than me trying to be like him. So he puts his Spirit inside of me, and now he's seen in me.
Yes.
Boy, that's powerful. So Jesus called them, the strong word he used, was hypocrite, faker, pretender. You say you're representing God, but you're full of it. God hasn't set his seal upon you. His Spirit is nowhere near you. You can honor him with your lips, but your heart, your inside is corrupt, right? Outside, you're beautiful. You've adorned yourself with religious clothing. Congratulations. But inside what? Dead men's bones, selfishness, and extortion. Dead on the inside. Hypocrite is the Greek word in the translation. So a hypocrite was an actor. What he would do, he had 10 masks over here on the side of the stage. He'd put a mask on, he'd come out, act this part, and then he'd go back and get another mask and come out and act that part. So he's acting all these different parts. He's just pretending. It's all fake. That's what Jesus said of people who hold to a form of religion but don't have the Spirit of God in it. Look at this, 2 Timothy 3. Know that in the last days difficult times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves. We don't see much of that, do we? Lovers of money. Nah. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, which is prideful, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Look at this one. Having a form of godliness, but no power. From such people, run, run, run. America's full of this right here. Hold to a form of godliness, but deny its power. The word power in the Greek, dunamis. Dunamis should sound familiar. Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and you shall receive power. Dunamis, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. They hold to a form of godliness, but the Spirit of God is nowhere present. There's another one, 1 Corinthians 4:20. Look at this one. That should be 1 Corinthians 4:20. Apologize there. For the kingdom of God is not in word, it's in dunamis. The rule of God, the person of God, relationship with God is in the Spirit of God. No one knows the things of God but the Spirit of God. May it never be. May it never be. We just hold to some form of weekend worship, and we don't have this power and this, the presence and the Spirit of God. Amen. All right, next one. Make sure I got all that. Yep, did. Number four, if you touch an ambassador, you touch a nation. Man, I hope you get this. As an ambassador, do you realize when the devil messes with you, he's messing with the entire nation of heaven? It's not just about you. He's touching the whole nation of heaven. Is it written, as he is, so are we in this world? Did Jesus say, as the Father has sent me, I send you. So you're an ambassador just like Christ. And Jesus knew when Pilate is messing with him, when the enemy's messing with him, he's touching a whole nation. He has no idea who he's messing with. Matthew 26, 53, Jesus said, do you not think that I can't now pray to my Father and he'll provide me with more than 12 legions of angels? We'll just come and wipe the whole thing out. You have angels assigned to you as an ambassador. And we worry like, oh my goodness, man, I hope God protects me. I hope I make it through this. Boy, I tell you, you're an ambassador. The enemy needs to know that you know if he touches you, he touches the whole government of heaven. Ooh, my goodness. It is. See how we get bogged down in individualization of Christianity. It's just up to me, right, Josh? It's up to me. I got to protect myself. I got to quote these scriptures. I got to make sure I work the Bible right so God will protect me, because it's all rooted in fear. Rooted in identity. I am an ambassador for the Lord Jesus Christ, devil, and if you touch me, you're touching an entire nation. I am not here on my own. I'm not here to feel good about myself. I'm here to represent his great name, and you are interfering with that representation. Woo, that's powerful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bible says that angels have been given charge concerning you to guard you in all of your ways, that they're ministering spirits that take heed according to the word of the Lord. I'm going to say it again. The devil needs to know that you know. If he touches you, he touches the entire government of heaven. How about number five? Here it is, right here. Number five. Oh, good lands. Once you become an ambassador, your government pays off all your debts. God forgave all of your sin here, so you'd be free to go ahead and just represent him. Not be toiling the whole rest of your life to get yourself forgiven or stay forgiven or achieve forgiveness. Amen, somebody. If you become an ambassador, they pay off all your debts, so you can just seek first the kingdom's interests. Amen. I love that. God doesn't want you thinking about anything else but his government's plans. We're going to seek ye first the kingdom of God, what we should eat, drink, or wear. We don't worry about it. Remember, Jesus said, when you go out, don't even worry about taking anything with you. Your Father will provide. If you have a business, I want you to take your business before God. I want you to present it to him, your company, and say, Lord, would you let your kingdom come through this business? Would you let your kingdom manifest through this company? Can we be your ambassadors in this realm of business? In this area, genre, if you will, of business, we want to be your ambassadors. And when you have meetings and you don't know what to do, here's what you ask. Is it kingdom? Is it kingdom? It's that simple. Lord, I want to bring your influence to this earth in new ways and new dimensions. And so, create in me whatever you want the business to be. Let it be yours. Amen. How about this one? Wherever you plant an embassy, that location becomes heaven's property. I love this one. All authority, all power, and all rights of that nation come into effect wherever you plant an embassy. So wherever there's an embassy, that becomes that government, that nation's property. Guess what Grace Church is? Heaven's property. Guess what that means? All of heaven's authority, power, and rights exist here. You're safe here. Absolutely safe here. You can't even be prosecuted here. You can't be accused. You can't be condemned here. You're safe here. Amen. You have sanctuary here. You ask people, why do you love Grace Church? 90% of them will say, because the Spirit of God is there. And God's allowed to do what He wants to do here. That's what they say. So, that's what this place is. It's an embassy. It's an outpost for heaven. So all of heaven's rights and authority are here. The devil doesn't have any opportunity here. Amen. So we're an embassy of heaven raising up kingdom diplomats and ambassadors to fill the earth with. Now that sounds way better than let's make a bunch of church members and compete with all the other churches on how many we got. Who cares about that? Let's fill the earth with diplomats. Let's fill the earth with ambassadors of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. This property is a safe place, a refuge for all kingdom citizens. How about this? Everywhere that you own property, when you buy a house, you buy a car, whatever it is, it becomes heaven's possession. If you buy a new car or a used car, I admonish you, you pray first thing when you get in there and you command all the old critters to get out. Okay, you don't know what's been going on in there. You don't know what government had possession of that car. But once you buy it, it belongs to heaven. And now all of heaven's power, authority, and rights are present in that car. If you buy a house, you go in there and you drive out every critter that used to be in there that doesn't belong to heaven's interests. Amen? Isn't that exciting? Because it's not even yours. It belongs to the kingdom of heaven that you represent. You're just here representing Him. Glory to God. Psalm 24 verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. So the whole earth then is my government's property. That's why Jesus could cast out demons. That's why Jesus could exercise great authority, because He knew the earth is the Lord's and He was taking it back. So everywhere we go, we have authority and power and right to act on our Father's behalf and evict things that don't belong here. John 1:12, to as many as received Him, to them He gave the right, the power to represent, to act on God's behalf as children of God. So we can quit putting up with things we have a right to change. Why? Because the earth is the Lord's and fullness thereof. So I like to say it now that everywhere we go becomes heaven's property. When we went into that village in the Philippines, and you could wear like a blanket the hopelessness that lived over that town. You could wear it like a blanket. But did we just roll over and say, woe is me, how sad it is for these people? No, we started warring and we spoke to that principality and said, you are no longer welcome here. The Spirit of Jesus Christ is welcome to be Lord of this town, not you. Amen. Give Him praise. Because everywhere we go becomes heaven's property. Everybody shout, we have authority. Say it one more time. We have authority. So the method of any kingdom that wants to expand its influence and interest is called colonization. God made the heavens and the earth. He wants to colonize the earth to look like heaven. His method of expansion is simply colonization. And what He does is He sends people from that kingdom to the new territory to occupy it and change the culture. Change the culture. Change the culture. Man, we can sit around and bawl all day long about the culture changes in America, or we can be about changing it. And bring the culture we want to see everywhere we go. Here's the good news. We have authority. Greater is He that's within you than he that's within the culture of America. You have authority. That's why I say, stop thinking like a church member. Stop praying like just a child begging for bread. You're hoping some crumb falls off the table. You're His representative. All of heaven belongs to you. You have the right to change the culture. Amen. This is who we are. See, your identity is so crucial. Your identity is tied to His divinity. Your identity is not tied to how you feel or your performance, thank God. Your identity is rooted in His divinity. What do I mean by that? He's perfect. He can't lie. If He says you're His ambassador and that He'll funnel resource to you, He will. Your identity, your assignment is rooted in His divinity. Stop getting religious concepts, then it's somehow tied to you. How you feel? Do I have enough faith today? Did I perform well? Am I in unbelief? Am I fasting? Am I doing this? Just believe that your identity and assignment is rooted in His divinity. Amen. And that He can't lie. Titus chapter 1 verse 2. Amen. He cannot lie. Secondly, knowing who you are is rooted in knowing who He is. Knowing who you are is rooted in knowing who He is. You know what we ought to do as a church? I don't know that we do much of this, but I know it goes on in different churches, different places. I don't need people to tell me what to do. I don't need a church to tell me what to do. I don't need a spouse to tell me what to do. I need a church and a people and a community and a family and a spouse to just remind me who I am. Just remind each other who you are. Isn't that good marriage counseling, you spouses? He or she doesn't need you to tell them everything you've done wrong. They don't need you to tell them what you ought to be doing. They need to remind you who you are. Amen. Because the more we believe who we are in Christ, the more we'll manifest Christ. Thank you, Lord. When you colonize a location, it becomes just like the nation that colonizes it. And that's what God is after. So can you see that if God entrusts all His offspring, His kids, spirit born, He puts His spirit back inside of you. And He entrusts the earth to you for His glory to be seen through you in the earth and established. How crippling would it be if the church bought into the idea it's all about dying and go to heaven? Can you see how that would cripple the assignment? Or the doctrine of the rapture? That I can't wait to get out of here. That's crippling to your assignment.
Amen. Sure is.
I'm not anti any of that stuff, but I'll tell you this. You need to be more committed to the gospel of the first coming than the second.
Amen.
You need to sell out to the gospel of the first coming and leave the second coming to Him. Amen.
Yep.
Matthew 24:14, Jesus said it, and this gospel, I'm quoting Him, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached throughout the whole earth. Then the end will come.
Yes.
Guys, the gospel of the kingdom is not preached in most churches. They don't see this. They're all waiting for the escape hatch. Am I right? Now, I'm sorry if that upsets you because you were hoping to leave tomorrow. I'm sorry. Or I'm sorry if you watch TV just so you could tell yourself, oh, the end's coming tomorrow. If you want to hasten the end, start preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, that heaven is interested in changing the culture of the earth. You start preaching that, we'll hasten its return, His return. Go ahead. Amen. Go ahead. Give Him praise. It's tight, but it's right. Man, when I was growing up, all my faith in church was used to get myself into heaven. And then I was like, man, apparently heaven has come here. And that by the Spirit, we can extend our Father's goodness. All right, number 7. Last one. Ambassadorship is not an outward label. It's an inward identity. Woo! I respect the fact you wear a Christian t-shirt. You got a fish on your car, cross around your neck. But Jesus said, hey, it's not an outward thing, it's within. It's an inward change. Luke 17:20, when He was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom would come, He said, the kingdom of God doesn't come with observation, nor will they say, hey, see here, or see, there it is, for indeed the kingdom of God is within you. How about that? Gabe, you guys can come. The kingdom of God isn't with outward observation. The kingdom of God is an inward belief. It's an inward identity that changes you here. Now, is there fruit? Sure there is. But what He's getting at is, don't let people fool you because they're acting religious outwardly. The kingdom of God is not outwardly with an observation like that. It's an inward identity and an inward belief. Because see, outward can be faked. But inward identity and inward belief and conviction cannot be faked. Cannot be faked. Will you stand with me? It's an internal belief, the kingdom of God, that we're His ambassadors and representatives. And I want to take a stand today that we do two things. We leave the religious mindset that keeps us down here living as a church member or something, I don't know, sinner saved by grace. I realize I'm an ambassador. I am a literal spiritual offspring of my Father in heaven. And He desires to use me to represent Himself here in the earth. And then secondly, with that poverty mindset, man, we got to quit praying prayers like God just holding out on us and I hope I can do enough that God would provide for me today. And enter into, hey, all of heaven and its resource belongs to me and lives within me because the King of heaven is in me. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you're here this morning, you've never accepted the King of heaven, Jesus Christ, into your heart. I want to invite you to do that right now. If that's you and you say, Brother Steve, I want to know Christ. I want to discover Him and begin to know Him. Would you slip your hand up and say, pray for me, anyone?
You've been listening to Grace Church, advancing God's kingdom, one heart at a time. For more, visit us online at gracechurch.community.